Hey, Matt.
What's up, Joel?
Money is a boring topic, right?
Typically, that's true, but we're all about changing that stereotype.
That's why we started this podcast, How to Money.
No doubt.
Listen and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed blessing.
So like a donkey? Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 18th. Goes to former White House Steve. Hold on.
Ooh. You all right over there?
I had to burp. Goes to former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon. Now, this human jar of Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, white supremacist extraordinaire Steve Bannon, was talking to ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carr on This Week, and he had this to say about the late, great Martin Luther King Jr. He said that Martin Luther King Jr. would be proud of what our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump, has done for African Americans and Latino workers in America. Let's hear it.
I was talking specifically about Donald Trump and his policies. His economic nationalism doesn't care about your race, your religion, your ethnicity, your gender, your sexual preference. Here's what it cares about, that you're a citizen of the United States of America. We have all-time low unemployment among blacks in this country and 20-year low among Hispanics. The black working class and Hispanic working class are now getting the benefits, okay, of border security and economic
so why do you get
that was the lean,
up
by the way,
stuff.
That the lean, Martin Luther King, I want to realize, he would be proud of what Donald Trump has done for black and Hispanic working class.
Malarkey, all right? Pure malarkey. Okay, this is just Charlemagne the God talking. This is my opinion, but MLK Jr. wouldn't be proud of Donald Trump because Donald Trump wouldn't even like MLK Jr. if he was alive. Don't let these politicians fool you. They love to whitewash Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy and act like when he was alive, they weren't labeling him the most dangerous Negro alive, as if when he was alive, he wasn't public enemy number one. Okay, as if J. Edgar Hoover wasn't sending MLK Jr. letters telling him to kill himself. Okay, as if they didn't hate the fact that Martin Luther King Jr. didn't demand that America answer for her sins and live up to the promises of her founding. Okay, in fact, if Martin Luther King Jr. was alive today, Donald Trump would be slandering him with tweets every chance he got. Okay, Martin Luther King Jr. would have been offended to hear Donald Trump refer to El Salvador, Haiti, and Africa as whole countries. Okay, in fact, that's the kind of racism MLK Jr. was against. Okay, you do know MLK Jr. would have been on the front lines in Charlottesville, right? Marching with Black Lives Matter activists against those tiki torch carrying crack ass crackers, okay? All right, and these war loving white supremacists would not have liked Martin Luther King Jr. speaking out against any wars or threats of going to war. Do you really think MLK Jr. would be proud that the Trump administration directs Homeland Security officials to refer all cases of illegal entry into the U.S. for prosecution? Okay, and that policy is separating from kids from their parents at the border, and they are putting kids in cages while they wait on their parents. Do you think that Martin Luther King Jr. would be proud of that kind of inhumanity? Y'all really got Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. effed up, okay? If Donald Trump called NFL players sons of bitches for kneeling, then what would he have called the people who marched at Selma or the Montgomery bus boycotts? If you ask me, the reason Martin Luther King Jr. got killed was because he was organizing the Poor People's Campaign, which was going to bring people together, okay? Poor people of all races, okay? Go do your Googles on that. Do you really think Martin Luther King Jr. wouldn't be in full support of NFL players kneeling to bring awareness to the injustices that black and brown people experience at the hands of the police? He would be down on his knees kneeling with them, encouraging them to kneel, and more than likely organizing a protest against the NFL because of the way they blackballed Colin Kaepernick and now Eric Reid. I'm just saying, there's so many different reasons as to why MLK Jr. wouldn't be proud of Donald Trump, but it's also several different reasons why Donald Trump would hate MLK Jr. And don't let that human wart, okay, Steve Bannon, distract you from the fact, and yes, I think Steve Bannon looks on a lot of levels like a hairy wart, okay? A wart with hair growing out, okay? A hairy wart in human form. If he ever committed a crime and I had to describe him to police, that's exactly what I would say. He looks like a hairy wart that you have to put liquid nitrogen on to freeze off, okay? But let's get back to the matter at hand, all right? Steve Bannon does not know what the hell he's talking about. Okay, because truth is, if you loved MLK Jr., you would love the people who are carrying on his legacy, which would be the social justice warriors who fight for racial and economic liberation of our people. All right, you don't love Black Lives Matter activists. You don't love Colin Kaepernick and the people kneeling in the NFL to bring awareness to police brutality. So why would you love MLK Jr.? And why would MLK Jr. be proud that you don't love and respect the people who are the heirs to his legacy and what he stood for? Please tell that Harry Ward white supremacist Steve to shut the F up forever. And please give Steve Bannon the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Let the record show I did that whole donkey with acid reflux. Because I just drank some freshly squeezed orange juice right before the mic went up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was over here suffering the whole time.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here. And today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.